Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
I'll get back to more of the recount and nonsense, but first, a Muslim refugee that had recently campaigned and complained about a lack of places to pray on the campus of Ohio State as a practicing Muslim veered his car into a crowded sidewalk yesterday full of students before coming out with a butcher knife. At least 9 victims injured by the car, 1 critically, 2 more wounded in the knife attack. The refugee from Somalia moved here in 2014. He was killed by a campus police officer who was able to kill him before he could inflict more terror. And people that call it for limiting America's access to refugees from Muslim nations that have a lot of terrorist activity like Somalia are called xenophobic and racist. You tell me how that makes sense. So the guy kills with a car and wounds with a knife and attacks, and a good guy with a gun brings it to an end. Abdul Razak Ali Artan, born in Somalia, came here as a refugee, had become a legal permanent U.S. resident. Details emerged after a morning of confusion and conflicting reports created in part by a series of tweets from the university warning that there was an active shooter on campus where the student should run, hide, fight. The warning was prompted by what turned out to be police gunfire. It's a 60,000 student campus. Ohio State is enormous if you've never been there. And you should have seen, even more disgusting, you should have seen the demeanor of the left-leaning news media, hoping, anticipating that some guy with a gun had gone berserk so they could attach their anti-gun message to it, but they froze up like they'd been bitten by snakes when they realized it was an act of terror from a refugee. This is why our vetting process needs to be more strict. I mean, let me ask you this. Do you think Israel, for example, should allow refugees to the Middle East from Syria and wherever to come flooding into their country? And if not, why not? And how is Israel any different? If America should accept all of these folks, and if we don't, we're racist, bigoted, xenophobic, all of those things, then why not just open the door to Israel? I mean, what difference could there possibly be? And you see, your logic falls apart. Your point of view is indefensible. I'm all for immigration. All for it. Hell, we're all products of immigration. But when the Poles immigrated here, and the Germans, and the Czechs, and the Eastern Europeans, they didn't come here to blow us up. They had their enclaves, Little Italy, Little Tokyo, little places in New York City and so forth. Hell's Kitchen was a place where people came together, and it was hot, and it was mean. But they became Americans, and they learned English, and they contributed. They became business owners and politicians and stars of stage and screen and everything else. Doctors and lawyers and laborers. They contributed. They didn't come here to try to destroy America. They came here to assimilate. And there's nothing wrong, and there's nothing racist about wanting assimilation and people to come in and embrace our culture, not attack it. Steve on the hotline. Steve, welcome to it.
Good morning. The bigger part that impresses me or surprises me or maybe just takes me by storm is the fact that all of a sudden the press has seen the light and they're calling a spade. I just about fell out of my chair last night watching television, listening to this thing unravel.
In which regard?
Pardon?
In which regard? On the recall?
Basically, this was a terrorist act.
Oh, on the terrorism. All right, just keeping up.
Pardon?
I'm keeping up. I wasn't sure which story you were on. So, okay. When you say they unraveled how?
Well, as events unfolded and as they explained it to us and as they explained who this person was, where he came from, and all of the details about him having a Somali connection and the terrorist end of it. Hmm. And it wasn't Fox News either, so it just kind of took me by surprise.
Fair enough. I appreciate the input, and it was pretty shocking to watch their faces. Stevie, always a good call. Always a good
take
call.
Take care.
All right, my friend. 888-900-9966. I have some social media comments about the recount being contemplated in Michigan, most likely going to happen starting tomorrow. The director of elections, Chris Thomas, says they're ready, but he's not sure they can meet the deadline. And there's your point, is to try to nullify 46 electoral votes, meaning Donald Trump doesn't get to 270. If they can nullify Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan because they don't make the deadline, they can nullify the whole thing. But from social media come these comments. To my progressive liberal fellow countrymen, we want you to understand this election was not a message of hate, despite what CNN and MSNBC tell you. This election was not about hatred of Obama because he's black, hatred of Clinton because she's a woman. This election was about a rejection of liberal progressive values, a rejection of socialist globalist agendas. This election was about a rise of conservative Christian values, the rise of a populist nationalist agenda. As conservatives, we extend our hand to you and ask you to lay aside your angry words and angry deeds, and let's work together to make America great and safe again. One of my favorite posts on social media about this whole recount effort. Again, $5 million. That could be the bill paid by Michigan taxpayers at the county level. At the county level because of this ill-advised recount effort by Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton. 25 after, you're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.